play it again. Because once just wasn't enough for them to truly understand what they saw. Without saying a word, Arik, the Lion Pride King, his expression quite serious, replayed the video on the large screen. For a moment, utter silence reigned, a rarity when more than a few of the pride were gathered. The grainy film, shot in shades of green, the taping done at night via a special filter, showed a clearing in a jungle, or so the broad-leafed foliage would indicate. Into the opening ran a woman with long, flowing hair, dressed in a bikini, with only a filmy wrap to cover it. The woman on screen glanced over her shoulder, her features facing the camera, consternation clear on her face. Her bosom noticeably heaved. It was a mighty bosom. Stacy's more modest bosom hated it on principle. A blur of movement at the edge of the screen, and another figure moved into view. Definitely male in build and stature, but not entirely human.
"What the fuck is it?"
asked the ever-eloquent Luna.
"It looks just like a minotaur,"
observed Melly with a cant of her head, as if turning it sideways would clarify matters.
"But with a lion head, totally cool," added Mina.
"The loincloth is a nice touch." Stacy noticed things like fashion.
"I've never heard of a minotaur with a lion head,"
noted with clear confusion.
"On account minotaurs specifically have bull heads."
"But do they have bull-sized balls?"
"Does it fucking matter?"
Luna snapped.
"It's obviously not a bullhead, therefore not a minotaur."
"What should we call it then? A liotar?"
Joan tossed in her 2 cents. The shouts of
"Brilliant!"
and the high fives aimed at Joan, some of them slapping harder than necessary, solved the question as what to call the man on the screen, but still didn't answer any questions.
"Is it real or a hoax?"
asked Tina, who had to stand since the chair she'd tried to sit in unexpectedly collapsed. Arik shrugged.
"No idea. The footage isn't clear enough to tell if it's a mask or not. I will, however, note that I've never seen or heard of a species with only a lion's head before."
Technically, any shifter with enough control could do it. But why only settle for the head when 4 legs with a tail was so much more awesome? Raising the remote, Arik pressed a button and replayed the video again, slower this time, frame by frame, so the group could lean close and take in every detail. The ladies that made up the crew of Baddest Biatches, now superheroes courtesy of some zombie ass-kicking caught the previous month on video, sat around mulling the footage and what it meant. No surprise, they couldn't contain their curiosity.
"What do you think happens after he carries her off?"
Joan mused aloud.
"I'd say that's pretty obvious. What else does a man want a woman for?"
muttered Luna with a good dose of sarcasm.
"Or should I draw a picture for you?"
"Ha ha! Oh, hell no. Not with the pictures again." Reba's nose wrinkled. "Your artistic skills leave much to be desired."
"What are you talking about? I'm an excellent artist."
"Of stick people and squiggles."
"Maybe if you had some imagination, you would understand talent,"
Luna growled. "If you call that talent, then I'm an excellent singer."
"How about we focus on the video, and not your monthly tournament of win, lose, or claw,"
suggested Arik.
"I think we should address it because she and her stick people keep making us lose,"
Joan accused with a pointing finger.